Kelly Dawn Jones took a few days off work, something she said she never does, to testify before state lawmakers in favor of abortion rights. She spoke with WFYI from her in-home childcare business.
I went to the state, Indiana State House to try, attempt to speak my truth about the situation and that we are not prepared for what they are trying to do. Nobody is prepared.
On top of her own childcare business, Jones helps other pre-K classrooms that are short-staffed. She said she and others want the state to ensure there's enough pre-K access for all children.
So basically, if you want all the babies to be born, you should create an environment where people want to have babies. But right now, childcare is $15,000 a year per child, and we don't have enough of it.
A report from Early Learning Indiana shows that most of the state lacks adequate access to childcare. While no one can say for sure if more children will be born because of the near-total abortion ban, it is one possible outcome. But attracting talent to the workforce is difficult because it's not defined as a good job. Maureen Weber is the CEO of Early Learning Indiana.
Given the tightness of the labor market, we are just really struggling to compete for talent given some of the historical challenges that we have had around low wages.
Economists define a good job as one that provides stable employment, middle-class wages, and benefits. In Indiana, it would pay around $40,000 a year. Most childcare workers make far less. Those low wages are a key reason the state has so many childcare deserts. Indiana University Professor of Early Childhood Education, Lauren Ray, says the impact that inconsistent or low-quality childcare has on a developing brain lasts a lifetime.
When we feel unsafe or unclear for long periods of time, our bodies react to that. We develop maybe unhealthy responses to that.
She says childcare gaps can also contribute to poor health outcomes and cycles of poverty.
Now that child is living with a stressed parent and also maybe is losing the resources that the parent was bringing in from that job. Living in poverty is not good for anybody, and it's certainly not good for kids.
It's possible the new abortion law would make staffing even more difficult, but Ball State Economics professor Michael Hicks says that is unlikely because he doesn't expect many care providers to leave the state because of it. But he says the low pay and resulting childcare deserts are bad for the economy. He says the places that are thriving economically are the same places that invest in education at all levels.
They address early childhood disparities. They better address the K through 12 performance. They increase the share that go to college. They increase the share that graduate from college.
He says those places have the workforces that attract businesses. With the new abortion law, lawmakers did pass a bill that allocates around $74 million in support for women and children. None of that money is earmarked for pre-K. Pre-K teacher Jones says that was a mistake. She says Indiana should do more to improve working conditions for pre-K teachers so they can provide quality care to more children. She gave the example of when her son was born. There was no one to fill in for her. She gave birth on a Sunday and was back to work that Thursday.
I sat here in my home childcare trying to do my very best to administer the best I could, you know. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do. I just birthed a baby. The baby is now on my breast. I'm sitting in a rocking chair, and I don't know how you want me to tell the children, you know, to stop fighting with each other at that moment.
The social service legislation, as well as the near-total abortion ban, were signed by Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb earlier this month. The social service legislation goes into effect in January. The abortion ban goes into effect September 15th. For WFYI News, I'm Sydney Dauphiné.